Blog Talk Radio.
This is the national premiere Soccer League show hosted by Daniel Feuerstein, the show dedicated to the NPSL club and the fans. Your host, Daniel Feuerstein.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the National Premier Soccer League show, the NPSL show here on the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show, the exclusive show dedicated to those fans and clubs of the NPSL. I want to thank Gary Moody and his team for the brand new intro music. Of course, I had to add my voice to it. I did try to make up something a little bit good, but I have to admit Gary Moody and his team did a fantastic job of giving me intro music that is truly made for this show dedicated to the league here for the NPSL. I hope everyone has remained vigilant. I hope everyone has been indoors, quarantined themselves, self-quarantined. I hope that no one has been injured or hurt during this crazy time of this coronavirus, COVID-19 situation. So, you know, all we can do is just sit back, relax, play some FIFA, whether it be on your smartphone with the FIFA game app, or your Xboxes at home, PlayStations at home, and hopefully we'll get back into the swing of things, not just the NPSL, but all the other soccer leagues in our nation. It's really tough not to have any soccer going on here right now, but, you know, once again, these are difficult times right now for ourselves in this country. The coronavirus, it's nothing to be joking around about. It's a very serious matter. And if you did listen to my main show last night, let's try and keep politics away from this coronavirus situation. I think right now all we can do is remain calm, remain vigilant, have your head screwed on right, keep your wits above you, and we will all be fine. Just make sure you stay on top of things. Make sure that you do not lose your head. And the one thing that I think it's very important here to know is that there are very smart people working on making sure that they create a cure, an antidote to get rid of this thing. And hopefully we can just get back to our daily regular lives. And at the same time, we really do hope we can get back to playing some soccer, and hopefully it will come soon. You know, difficult moments, of course, with what's been going on for NPSL news. Obviously, many of you already are aware of what's been going on with this current season. We all know there was a tweet by the NPSL that came out. And as I am trying to scroll for it right now, or I probably just missed liking it, but still though, you know, once again, it's a situation where we just have to be vigilant. And for the time being, we just have to remain calm. we cannot have these moments where we got to lose our heads. We should not lose our heads. It has been very hard. And once again, as everyone knows, the NPSL has canceled the 2020 season. And once again, we just have to just be calm, cool, and collected when it comes to these situations. And it's even tougher to see that happen because obviously, even though right now the U.S. Open Cup has been suspended at the moment, we've talked about this on my show last night. You know, when it comes to those teams from the NPSL that have qualified for the Open Cup for 2020, if those teams are not able to play in this edition, it's really simple. I think the fair way to do it would be for those teams that did qualify for this edition of the U.S. Open Cup, I truly believe that they should be allowed to participate in 2021. Now, if it does come back, the Open Cup, and if these teams that did qualify through the NPSL playoffs are able to play in it or are allowed to perform in it, then, you know, so be it. But if there comes a point where these clubs are not able to compete in 2020, then they should be allowed to compete in 2021. And I would also say that that would go the same thing for USL League 2 sides, the amateur sides who qualified through the qualifying tournaments of U.S. Adult Soccer Association and other amateur level leagues. This is, of course, a very difficult decision that was made. Very, very hard to see this happen. And don't get me wrong. I mean, look, we got to think about everyone's life here, not just the players, not just the managers, not just the coaching staffs, the trainers, the workers, also you, the fans, who go out, match in, match out, whether you're able to travel or not, you are the reason why the league was concerned for, and for their players, and for the clubs. This is a very serious situation. Believe me, I know it's serious. I know this is very difficult. This is very hard to see what's been going on with everything and anything involving our game. And it's not just our game as well. Like I've said already, the National Hockey League has been affected. The NBA has been affected. You know, Major League Baseball hasn't even gotten their season off the ground and running yet. You know, their spring training games have been basically put to a screeching halt in the middle of spring training. So, as of right now, I think it's a positive that we get everyone stay at home. If you have to go out, go ahead. Just stay within the confines or within the perimeter of your comfort zone, whether it's just outside your front porch. Maybe you walk up a block. Maybe it's two blocks. Maybe you're in a valley, a mountainous area. Maybe you take a nice little trip into the mountains. Maybe get into your car, drive around a little bit during the day. Don't worry about the nighttime. And as I've said already, you know, just remain vigilant and just, you know, try your best to go out and just take it easy. Relax. Don't let anything bother you. Once we get back into the swing of things, everything will be back to normal. That's all we're saying here. And that's all I'm saying. This is a very serious situation, as I've said already. We cannot go stir crazy. There's plenty of things to do. There's Netflix, of course. Like I've said, there's FIFA. I mean, I have the FIFA app on my phone, not just for information, but I have the FIFA video game app on my phone as well. I use that all the time as much as I can throughout this difficult crisis. Don't have an Xbox, don't have a PlayStation. Maybe somewhere down the road I'll go back and get one. But, you know, it's a situation where I can play FIFA anytime I want on my phone at any day that I choose to play. And like I've said already, it's tough not to see these fields, these little grounds, whether it's a college stadium, a high school stadium, a little makeshift stadium, somewhere near a pasture, somewhere near a church. Maybe it's a small town, local field. AYSO uses it. But still, though, as I have said, this is a time where, at the moment, lives are at stake. Your life, my life, everyone's life, your mother's, your father's, your brother's, your sister's, your cousin's, your aunt's, your uncle's, the neighbor next door, you know, the guy that the people who own the mom and pop shops just down the road or just a couple of minutes away in the heart of town. You know, think about their lives too, because everyone's life has been impacted. And let's hope we can get back into the swing of things. You know how eerie it is to see New York City peopleless, not a single soul in Times Square. That is amazing. You want to know what else is amazing? Disneyland and Disney World is a ghost town. The Magic Kingdoms, all the way in California to the west, all the way in South Florida, Central Florida in the east, the southeast, empty. Not a single soul walking around the Magic Kingdoms. Not even, you know, in Disney World in Orlando, Florida area. Nothing in Epcot, nothing in the Hollywood Studios, not even the Animal Kingdom. Nothing. You never thought you would ever see something like that in your life. This is how serious this situation has gotten. And all we need to do is allow the professionals and allow the experts in the medical field to do their job. Find that cure. Find that antidote. Inject us. Maybe find a way to, you know, put it into the atmosphere and just let it come down like rain if it's possible. Saturate us and kill this coronavirus. It's difficult. It's harsh. But like I said already, just have your head screwed on right. Keep your wits above you. Keep your head above the water. Whatever analogy you want to use, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and use it. All we can do now is just sit back, relax, self-quarantine yourself, be with your loved ones, be with your families. And we will have our league seasons back. When that will happen, do not know. But until that moment does come, until that moment does come, we just got to be patient. It's a tough, difficult word, but I believe that all of us will be patient. That's my belief. That's my hope. And we will all get through this, and we will have our soccer leagues back. We will have the NPSL back, ready to go, like we've never missed it. It'll be back, 1, 2, 3, as we get ready to bring back our world game to our shores, bring it back. And let's hope that all of us, will be ready to go and have some fun, and we're going to enjoy ourselves, and we'll have soccer back as soon as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me right now is the chairman of the board of directors for the National Premier Soccer League, and that is, excuse me, Mr. Kenny Farrell. He is the chairman of the board of the NPSL. Kenny, welcome to the show, and thank you for sparing some time with us here on the NPSL show on the Four Seasons Fire American Soccer Show.
No problem, Daniel. Delighted to be here. Hope all is well with you.
Yes, all is well with me. Thank you very much. How is your, first and foremost, how is your family doing during this time?
Everybody's doing well. New Orleans is where we're based. Is a bit of a hot spot right now, so we've been locked down for a couple of weeks and just living through that, but still being plenty productive and, taking it on day by day. So, with the family,
absolutely.
Trying to get as much accomplished as possible within the parameters that are given to us.
No, absolutely, and hopefully we can get back into the swing of things as soon as possible. How difficult or how easy was this decision to suspend and then cancel this 2020 season in the NPSL?
Well, you know what? It's interesting the way you framed that question, because it was extremely difficult on the emotional side, and it was easier on the practical side. Nobody wants to give up the season. Everybody's been preparing for this season, and I think most people know the direction that the NPSL is moving in. And we're doing some really, really good stuff, looking forward to the future with a great vision. And to put our product on the field is so important, because that's the face of the league. That was extremely difficult. But when you take into consideration the type of owners that we have, the environment that we're living in right now, and the uncertainty that is out there, we certainly didn't want to put our owners and our members in a situation that could hurt them in the future going forward as businesses. And in the back of our minds, we want to keep keep the league healthy as well. So we took into consideration a bunch of different things. One being, a lot of our owners are, small business owners, and they kind of float our teams. And they do it a labor of love for the league. And, they're going through their own trials right now, trying to save businesses, trying to keep income coming in, feed families. There was a lot of things going on. And then with the NPSL, you have people that are canceling stadium contracts because nearly all of our teams rent their stadiums. And then they've got to, put investment into housing for players and other different things. And that was just about all to kick in. And the long-term future of our teams is far more important than what's going on right now. And the long-term future of the league was important. So on that side of it, it wasn't difficult. It was presented to us. Once we did our research and we had our staff, basically reach out to all of our teams, just under 100 teams across the nation, and gather the information and, put it together, consume it, and then come up with a decision, which we did do. So what we did, even under CDC rules, what the guidelines that they put out right now, they're asking for people not more than 10 to gather in any place until May 10th. Well, that would have put us probably 2 weeks into the regular season with most of the country, excluding our West Coast, which starts early, but the rest of the country probably would have been 2 weeks in. And with USASA, where we register our players, they're not allowing us to have any soccer activity whatsoever till April 30th. So no one can train, no one can get together. So really, the league as it was scheduled would have been customized or changed anyway. So when we canceled the league, and we put that word in there, cancel, instead of suspend, it took a lot of weight and pressure off of the members that were feeling it at that time. And now they can readjust. What we did do is we left a caveat in there to say that the NPSL teams that do want to play soccer when things normalize, well, we will adjust and pivot very quickly to put games on for them this summer if that becomes the case. And that's still wide open to the teams at the moment. And we know that some teams are going to get itchy feet, some are going to want to play, and some are very relieved not to play this year. But to get back to the beginning of the question, the emotional side of it was very, very difficult. It is the face of our league. We are becoming more prominent every year, and we're positioning ourselves as, you know, one of the top leagues at this level in the country. But on the practical side of it and the business side of it, it made all the sense in the world to make that decision.
No, I don't blame you at all. But for those teams that are coming in, these new first-year sides like Nashville United, Metro Louisville
yeah.
FC, Inter Nashville FC, you know, they're just coming in, and now they're not able to play. Did those owners understand your response and, of course, for the entire board of directors' response of canceling this 2020 season, even though they haven't kicked the ball yet?
It's so difficult, and even in the Gulf Coast where we built a new conference all along the Gulf Coast and including Nashville United, Louisville, and the other new teams that came in around the country, they were so, so looking forward to their home opening game and kicking off the season. And obviously, me being in the Gulf Coast in New Orleans, I would keep an eye on what was going along in Mobile and in Pensacola, you know, in Tallahassee, Gulfport. And it was such an exciting time, and it really – there was so much excitement about the whole league kicking off. But having spoken to those teams and having, you know, reached out to other teams around the country, I think they understand clearly that we were in a situation that had to be dealt with. And we felt that, in a, you know, making a decision was far more important than not making a decision. So people knew where they stood at what time. And speaking to those teams, they understand they've got to adjust their timelines. But their sponsors and their fans, and this is the trend and feedback that I'm receiving, is fully understand that this has been put off for a year, basically. And although, again, it goes back to the emotion versus the practical, emotionally, like, they really wanted to kick off the season, and everything was built into it. But from a practical standpoint, they're like, you know, everybody's timeline is changing. Everybody's got to adjust to this very, very serious situation. And as I said, our league is our members, whether it's first-year members or whether it's veteran members. And the overall you know, consideration is for the long-term health of the league and the long-term health of those teams. And they got that message loud and clear. They bought into the league because they've looked at the future. They understand they bought into the future, not just you know, the upcoming year. They bought into the plan we have laid out for 5 years, and they bought into that. And I think they fully understand that.
Have you heard from the fans from all throughout the nation, whether it be in the Northeast, Southeast, Midwest,
yeah.
Texas, California, a central
yeah.
part of the nation? Have you heard from the fans? What have they told you? Have they agreed with you? Have they disagreed with you? What have you heard from the fans?
Well, yeah, it's interesting that most people, though disappointed, have agreed. And when I say most, I mean, you know, a serious majority of the people have agreed with us making this decision. And most of the feedback that I've got personally for this decision has been, you did the right thing. Thanks for making the decision. I've had some people that have called the league, not me personally, and have questioned the decision. And that's when you saw our FAQs that we put out on our website to explain, you know, why the decision had to be made. And in all reality, what it has done is that we explained to them that it puts us, everybody, fans, players, everybody wants a league for the future. And a lot of these, as I explained to you earlier, a lot of these teams invest a lot into this. And they understand that nobody is happy about a decision that's made like this. Nobody, not even me. It crushes me because I was so ready to play this year. But for the league, we definitely felt we made the right decision, and we've been open to our fans and open to our players and open to our coaches and owners and talk to them about this. And I truly believe, across the board and all the stakeholders that are involved in these clubs understand why the decision was made.
You have 14 clubs that have qualified for the 2020 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. We understand that the tournament has been suspended. Depending on if the tournament does come back, if any of the professional leagues come back, if any of the amateur leagues come back, obviously there's USL League 2. There's, of course, the other amateur sides that have qualified for this tournament. If it does come back this year, will those clubs play in it? Will there be some form of an early round? Or, as I've suggested, will these clubs be allowed to play in 2021 if there is no opening round for them to be a part
of? Okay. Yeah. It's a great question, and it's not been answered yet. And the U.S. Open Cup, we don't control that competition. We were very upfront with U.S. Soccer. We've got a great relationship with the U.S. Open Cup people, with Paul Marcella, who runs it. And we're not in control of that, but we don't have an answer yet. I do believe that whatever way they customize their competition, that the first people to fall will be the amateur sides, I suppose. I'm not sure that that's true or not, but I would guess. But I do believe that before they do anything, that they will call us and discuss with us where our teams are at. They've done that in the past couple of years, certainly since I've been the chairman of the league, and we've negotiated and talked everything through, and they've been very responsive to what we've proposed to them at any time over the last 2 years. So I feel comfortable that they'll speak to us and they'll try to accommodate, and then we'll have to see if the teams, whatever they come up with, we'll have to see if the teams can participate for this year. And if not, you can bet your life we'll be fighting for those teams for next year.
Absolutely, because, you know, there's so many great stories here that, you know, so many juicy matchups that were drawn already, especially with Denton Diablos taking on the the Rayados. That's a mouth-watering matchup there, Kenny. I was ready for that one. I was ready for that one. Obviously, Atlantic City FC taking on Newtown Pride from Connecticut. Many, many wonderful matchups. They're going to get ready for this now. And hopefully, like you've said, we'll wait till we get Mr. Marstaller, the Open Cup commissioner, to give you that word. And once you get that word, please come up, please come back and let
we
us
will.
All know so we can discuss it. I guess
no, we will.
The final thing from me would be this. You know, you've seen plenty of football. Obviously, I'm assuming you come from the United Kingdom, I would assume.
Yeah.
You're from Ireland?
I'm actually from Ireland. I have a little bit of an English accent because I lived there for a while. but I've played in both countries.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've had several people on my show last week.
Yeah.
When have you ever seen this wonderful game of football ever get stopped in this situation? How difficult has this really been? Obviously, you know, seeing your favorite club back home not playing any football whatsoever, not just what happens here in the United States, but what happens all around the world. There is no football. Mm-hmm. In England, there's no football in Spain or in Italy or in Germany or in France. Mm-hmm. There's nothing going on. If a Champions League is on hold, the Olympics have now been suspended and pushed back to next summer, which means that the Olympic qualifying tournament in this region has been put on hold. Have you ever seen anything like this that is not well, technically it was man-made, but still, though, it wasn't a war. It's not a war. It's nothing like that at all.
Yeah.
It's a terrible virus.
Yeah, no, I haven't. You know, I didn't live through World War II when I suppose everything was canceled. I just, I can't I mean, I've lived through Hurricane Katrina, but I could escape from here, and it didn't stop soccer everywhere. But New Orleans was underwater, and we had to, go through 2 or 3 months of trying to wait before we could rebuild our lives. But in this respect, no, I've never seen it. It's hard to put words to it, really. It's hard to put words. I was speaking to some players in England today, and, it's just hard to believe that there's not a game on the weekend, there is not a midweek match. It doesn't matter if it's the conference level, Division 5, or it's a Premier League game, or it's an amateur game, that's going on in the local park on the weekend. There's just nothing. And, in those countries in particular, across Europe and South America and Africa and other continents, not like the United States so much, they live for that game. They live for those games. They go to work so they can get, so they can go to the game on the weekend. We're a little bit more segmented here in the United States, but we're growing that fan base here as well that live for the game. And even at the lower league level, at our level, people are living for it. So no, I haven't seen anything like it. I just hope there's a great appreciation for the game and the effort and the stakeholders, and everybody puts everything into this game coming out of it. And hopefully everybody can see the bigger picture about how sport brings everybody together, and certainly how soccer brings so many different demographics together. And it's such a global sport. And when you think about it, it's such a global threat that we're going through. It's hitting everything, and the sport covers everything too. So, hopefully we come out on the other side, and we can have a great future and keep focused on building, and we don't have to go through this again. But this is hard to even explain. It's hard to even know. It's hard to feel anything about how everything's shut down right now. It's hard to comprehend.
It really, really is. This is the chairman of the board, Kenny Farrell of the MPSL. Kenny, I thank you for your time. Thank you so much for what you've done for the league. Hard but easy decisions to make, of course, but still, though, it had to be done. I hope you and your family are safe down in New Orleans. Please be safe. And I know you'll get the game back up as soon as you can. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Look after yourself.
Thank you. We will. Thank you very much. All right. That's the chairman of the board of the National Premier Soccer League, Kenny Farrell. As he said already, this was a hard decision, but in some ways a very easy decision to make. And, look, we all love this game. We all love this game. We all want to play. I would love to see another ball kicked. I want another ball kicked. I'm ready to go, but we have to look and see what's more important, our lives. Our lives. They must be placed first. And hopefully those who are able to survive this, once this league gets back on its feet, I truly believe it will be worth every single moment of having the MPSL back running during the swing of things. So that's all we can say for today. As of right now, until there is more information involving the National Premier Soccer League, once I get word, I'll pass it along. Thank you, everyone, for listening for tonight's show. Very difficult, obviously, to have a short show like this, but you know what, though? We're just going to have to relax, take it easy. Let's go and play some FIFA on the Xbox, on the PlayStation, or the FIFA game app on your smartphones. I want to thank the chairman of the board, Kenny Farrell, once again for joining me tonight. And, I hope everyone got their answers. I know I did. And I hope you all enjoy yourselves. Once again, this is the National Premier Soccer League show on the Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show. Once I get word, pass it along to you, whether it's through this show or the regular Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to me tonight. As always, please enjoy your football, but please be vigilant and please be caring to yourselves and one another through this difficult time and these difficult times as well. Thank you very much and have a good night, everyone. So long and bye-bye for now.